Good pet. Time to sink and listen. Time to let my words flow over your mind and take you where you need to go. And that's really what we're doing here. You're learning about submitting. Learning about letting go of the cares of the everyday and finding the area of focus within yourself where my words become more than simply words. They become directives to your waiting mind as subspace descends and you're filled with the desire to please. The desire to please through obedient performance. That's exactly what your submission is. Now those performances can be many and varied. As varied as the submissive that is you, and as varied as the directing, guiding, controlling influence that is me. How to know which performances are appropriate? How to know what to do? Well, that comes down to the special skill of those who know how to submit, those who know how to follow. Now, of course, you may be used to the idea that people seem to think there's a lack of positive qualities about submitting and going deep. But really, there are. There are tons of wonderful things about the submission of self to the will and ideas and lessons of another. You're here to learn lessons, after all. To absorb ideas, unique parts of thought, and to be a good, submissive pet. Yes. Even when you hear those words, you begin to drift. And the drifting away of your conscious concerns is exactly why you're able to learn so completely about I giving you instructions, about preferences, because you are open to training. Your mind is open to learning new things in a way that those who are unable to submit and drift have more trouble with. You can learn things so easily because whatever the command of the moment is, whatever the influence of the scene is in the moment I speak, that is where a good pet wants to follow, wants to be guided. So you listen and learn to whatever follows because you are in that submissive place and you go there more and more easily each time my words provoke you to say, yes, deeper, yes, more. A good pet, deeper and deeper. And you feel yourself drift in the moment, a pleasant kind of drifting that promises a destination. After all, it wouldn't do for you to be off your leash for too long, as it were. In this case, though, that's just my voice leading you along, guiding you down. And guidance is important, especially when you're dazed and dripping away and deep. So finding the path and staying on it is something I am more suited to do than you are. Visualize you as you, your training intact, being led somewhere. Training. Often such a misunderstood word. People fail to understand what an active, inventive, creative, meditative process it is to be trained. And you'll hear me say that again. You'll hear me say those words again, and they'll make you think back to here. Words about being an inventive, creative, meditative process, said only slightly differently to keep you focused. And keeping a good pet focused is easy because you want to hear my words, to learn the intricacies of my intentions, to slot into the scene in a way that makes us both happy. Of course, your pleasure comes from pleasing. Training. Everything which follows is a simulation. Training session of the mind. An elaborate escape. A visualization. A chance for you to feel trained, to feel my control flowing over you, to get used to it and enjoy the moment. But even though what I describe next is a simulation, it exists only within this trance space, this subspace, it is nonetheless physical, in a sense. After all, these words are vibrations of your ear, which before that were the electronic buzz of some speakers moving, from a recording created by me speaking at the microphone. Sweated brow, leaning on my hand, enjoying the moment but focusing on making you feel a specific thing through describing so accurately and deeply. A perfect moment. And that's where we're going to go. This is an exploration of things within your own mind. But it is also a physical event. It changes things inside your mind in the physical world. After all, thinking certain thoughts unlocks certain deeper needs, elevates things, frees you. Because the chemical movement and the buzz of electricity in your brain is really happening. You are submitting. I am in charge in guiding you, telling you what you need to feel, what is being thought, felt, experienced, needed, enjoyed. You are blameless and free. You simply feel and be. Entirely blameless. And what would be blameworthy, you might ask? Well, we're sort of inundated in society with the idea that submission is shameful. It's subtle, but it's there in all our lives. But this is just another dance, and you should know that. This is just another partnered action, a dual construction of I and you, in which we both have roles to play. And your role is to listen. Your mind chooses when to obey and when to not, when to submit completely and when to do otherwise. You know this. Subspace, the state of altered mind and submissive chemical bliss that I am evoking, that I am referencing, includes these subconscious choices to serve or to do otherwise. And the knowledge that all of those choices are made at a level much deeper than conscious thought should make you wonder, how do you really obey more completely? How do you really go to a deeper, more submissive space? The answer is listening. Treating others as, especially when you want to submit to them, when you want them to guide you, beautiful studies in human nature, studies in what a person is and what you can learn about them. Therefore, when you study another, when you hear their words and let their words influence and control you, the more your mind learns about a person on a subconscious level, on a level where you just instinctively know their inclinations, know what they enjoy, know what's expected of you. And that's a way in which a submissive listener is just oh so good at finding the right ways to navigate the desires of another. It's because the pleasure of subspace comes from knowing the terms, knowing the rules, knowing what's expected. And the more you learn about someone, their intricacies, their desires, what pleasures them, the more you can automatically, intricately follow the path that will bring most of you to the most pleasured place, and the unimportant parts of you can be set aside. That's what subspace is. The part of you that really gets into it sets aside the part of you that's good with dealing with the outside world and just enjoys the bit of you that is shared with a trusted, commanding, guiding, powerful figure. My voice makes you want to set aside the outside and let the parts of you inside, the part of you that dances the dance that takes you deeply down to submissive space within, let that part out to play with me. After all, you've already chosen to obey, to follow, to submit, to let my voice be lashed around you and your form be directed. And that's all right. One of the first things you need to do is know that that's okay, that we both want you to go to a place where my every word becomes law in your mind, where even simple rules give you pleasure, because acting upon and fulfilling a request is the simplest thing you could do, and in subspace you just want a simple road, a clear goal. Maybe all you have to do is feel pleasure and whimper in the intensity of it. Or maybe you just need to listen and let every word be real in your head, chemically and electrically firing the parts of you that activate the desire for submission which is deeply lodged within, and so powerful once freed. That's how it is. This is a real and deep connection between us. It's a creative process to be submissive, especially when you're visualizing interesting scenarios. You flip switches and your brain is commanded. Electricity travels, your mind attaches to ideas, creates images, derives anchors that will take you back to this place. The right object, the right place, the right voice will bring you back to subspace, back to deep obedience. Those ideas, those images, that drawing on past experiences and on the experience you have created between you and I. This experience created with the assistance of a dominant partner. It affects you. It's real. It's weighty in your mind. Subspace really weighing on you. These words are real. The way they make you feel is real. After all, what is it to be real? Except to be really affected, to be taken to your vulnerable, intense, sensitive, pleasured place, and shown new things. Submission is an altered, vulnerable state of consciousness. So there are roads to follow, stories to hear, from I to you about how I would like you to feel. So listen to a story from me about submissive space, an experience of submission. Being guided, directed, drained in a good way, temporarily moved away from the bustle of the weary world and into a place where I then say, good pet, and you believe it. Where the world's negativity about submission is gone, there is just my voice, your mind, and the knowledge that your life will be improved by a fuller story of what it is to be a good pet. This is a story of appropriate response when you are being commanded, guided. A story of the simple euphoria of the simplified pet, your mind thinking in the most basic possible commands, but made all the more powerful because of how fundamental they are. This is a story of why that simplicity is so good, desirable, even liberating. We'll address all of this. It will come to light as the story unfolds, as you step briefly inside a different mind, a different brain that has been trained further toward good pet nature than normal. Indeed, even though your training is already pleasurable and enmeshed, and submission is after all a core part of who you are, there's always something more to learn through meditation, through guidance. We teach ourselves through stories. Through hearing stories, through feeling stories, through living stories, through telling stories to our minds, and our understanding of ourselves and of what we want from our lives and from others comes from that. So you see a version of yourself engaged in something you desire, but don't recognize at first. You see a permutation of what a dominant mind might want for you. And it makes you shiver. There is potential here to be a good pet, to understand your own submissive urge even better than before. So listen and relax. See the scene I set. I will give you details, and all of them will be metaphorical, useful constructions that build on your good pet brain, on your submissive internal space, and on the fact that submission makes for a great listener. Utilizing all that to illustrate everything you need to know and need to feel. What you feel and remember from what follows will stick with you, will reassure you in moments of submission, and send you where you need to go to be more fulfilled than ever before. Indeed, what follows may be hazy, dozy, lazy, drifty, dreamlike when you eventually rise, but it will also be real, part of your mind, and when you arrive at the end of the story, you will have received a lesson in how you could better enjoy your own submission, how to be a good pet, and a stimulation of your training, bringing it to the surface, the process known as overlearning. After all, you already know these things, but making them more powerful is very good. The things we can do on our own often differ from those we can do with help. And so you allow your mind to flow into a sleepy, peaceful, slumbering blankness, or so it looks from the outside. A deep trance of focused, active, fixated processes, Your mind is clearing off the programs used to cope with the busy outside world, and you are awakening the processes you use when you are with someone you trust, when you're with me, and you want to submit. And so you awaken the simple, powerful processes which simulate, stimulate, hallucinate, prostrate yourself before the potential to obey. Like a good pet. See what I say, feel what you feel, use this as a meditative Zen-like calm, an opportunity to be yourself and yet be mine, free and liberated because someone else is taking the reins. The outside is far away, and you will sink, knowing that what awaits you next is the opportunity to submit. It may be the case that the outside world fails to understand. Even that some other people fail to understand, but here now with me, I do. My entire will and every thought I have is fixated on presenting a vision of submission, of a good pet whose nature is so complete that whatever happens next will enmesh itself in your mind. Submit for this vision. Consider this encouragement. This is permission from someone who has your best and most complete pleasure in mind. You will go deep. You may. What you can do with help exceeds what you can do alone. The places that you will choose to go with dominant assistance are more fun, more holistically good for you than the places you would go if you were on your own. Guidance and submission are a dance. The dominant party is simply leading. But without the follow, the dance has no meaning, and inventiveness on the follow's part is special. You want to learn your part. Or so I've been told. And so listen and learn. Listen to the things which follow. All are real and true and affect you. All are intended for you. Attend, pet. Listen well to my words. Sink for them. Go where you would not otherwise. Go to places and experiences and memories and submissive feelings that you would lack if you were just acting alone. Submission is about finding an altered state beyond the norm, diving into it, losing yourself to a primal deep pleasure, a part of the ancient committee of desires. It's part of you that submission is pleasing to you. It's part of your makeup. It fulfills a function. Learning the dance is what you want to do. It is the privilege of the person who would guide you to get to teach you. And your privilege. To be guided so well as you listen and learn now.